With over 500 high-performance products in the EvoStick range, you may need a bigger van. EvoStick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.
Well, hello and welcome everybody out there. You're listening to Audio Boom or the iTunes Store or the EvoStick website because this is an all-new EvoStick Extra. This week, it's a FA Cup special. Yay! I'm Ben Hughes and coming up in the show, we'll be joined by Swamper. Yeah, I know, who knew? To bring you a little preview for this weekend's first qualifying round matches in the FA Cup, sponsored by Emirates. And we'll be speaking to James Hayes for a little review of last weekend's fixtures in the EvoStick NPL Premier Division. But before all of that, it's over to Ben with this week's news.
Thanks, Ben. And we start this week with the news that World Cup host Qatar are investing £150,000 in Sheffield FC. FIFA's 2022 hosts are putting the funds into the First Division South club's successful women's side following their promotion to the FA Women's Super League 2. That's the second tier of the women's game. With a £2 million campaign to return the world's first football club to their original home at Olive Grove Sports Ground underway and receiving global backing over the summer, delighted officials believe that the new partnership will prove to the Football Association that their women can compete at the top levels. In other news, Stafford Rangers defender Wayne Daniel was given a guard of honour by his teammates in the Northern Premier League on Saturday after making his 400th appearance for the league leaders in their 2-1 win at Spalding United. Stafford Rangers are now the only team in Division 1 South yet to be beaten after Tuesday night saw Stocksbridge Park Steels lose their first game. In Division 1 North, Northwich Victoria maintain their perfect record to date, with the famous old club making it 7 wins from 7 games after easing to a 4-0 home win against Burscough. And finally, NPL football took a step closer to returning to Scarborough this week. Scarborough Council passed the finances for the multi-million pound Weaponess-based sports village on Monday. This move continued a chain of events that could see Scarborough Athletic playing in the town as early as January 2017. For more on this development now, we're joined by Communication Officer at AFC Scarborough Athletic. It's Will Baines. Hello, Will. How are you?
Hi. Yeah, great. Thank you.
So this is great news for the club, isn't it?
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, it's been a long time coming for the club, but to get the go-ahead yesterday was fantastic. And hopefully we can see things moving fairly quickly going forward.
So what stage are we at now? It's like a village with a stadium included, but what stage of the process are we at?
That's it. I mean, the Leisure Village project is a community football stadium, which is 2,000 capacity, and there's also a swimming pool and leisure centre going to be as part of that. And the decision this week was a sort of final go-ahead for the financial side of the plans, to get things moving and get the ground and get construction underway down at Weaponess, which is fantastic news for the club and for the local community.
So it's got planning permission. The finances are in place, more or less.
Yeah, I mean, there are three enabling sites which are funding the, and they've all got planning permission, and that was just done over the summer. So in theory, I mean, we're hoping to see construction starting in the very near future. And it's just 9 seasons that we've been playing at Bridlington, at Scarborough Athletic, but the dream of home and returning to play back in Scarborough has just moved forward a bit more, a bit closer, and looks to be on the horizon.
So for those who don't know the backstory, Scarborough were once, quite a big deal really, a football league club and a conference club, and then you lost your stadium and lost the club essentially, but then got back together again as a proper Phoenix club. But you've been playing out in Bridlington for the last few seasons.
That's it, yeah. Scarborough Athletic is a fans-owned club, so we were formed following the demise of Scarborough FC in 2007. And since then, we started in the NCL Division 1, moved up to the Premier Division, and then got moved up into the EvoStick in 12-13. Season, and we've been playing there ever since, and so But the dream about it has been to get back playing in Scarborough, back in the town, rather than, as you say, playing at Bridlington. And it's been a long wait trying things in place for the return home. But the community stadium, which is not going to be just for Scarborough Athletic, it's going to be the whole community to use in the local organisations and stuff. So it's fantastic for the town and fantastic for the club as well.
Over the years, many football fans will have known stadiums go into decline. There's a stadium not far from me, for Stand Football Club, for example, which is just there out in the middle of the countryside, just decaying. That was the same for Scarborough for a while, wasn't it? The stadium was just sitting there, not doing anything.
That's it, yeah. The McCain Stadium, our athletic ground, on Seymour Road, which is the main way into Scarborough. And the gates are still there. It still says Scarborough Football Club on them. And all our fans, when they go into Bridlington, they have to drive past the old ground. And it's a sad sight now that it's been... there's a lot of overgrown stuff. So it's a sad sight. But hopefully, as I say, when this new ground opens, put that to the back of our minds and focus on the new ground.
And lastly, on the pitch this season, you've been at the step four of non-league now for a good few seasons. You were in Division 1 South for a while. You're now in Division 1 North. Last season was a bit more tricky because you had the likes of Darlington and Salford in the league. This season, though, really good start on the pitch.
That's right, yes. Four wins to start the season. We did come unstuck against Prescott Cables at the weekend with a 1-1 draw. But under Brian Hughes and Paul Foote, they have brought in some real quality additions to the side and strengthened. Perhaps last season we lacked that that strength in depth, and it, from the makings of the side that's been put together so far this season, we look to have rectified that and up near the top of the table, which is fantastic, fantastic for the club, and just great to see Paul and Brian really taking the bull by the horns. And as you say, the road has been cleared slightly by Darlington and Salford not being in the league. So you've still got the likes of Bamber Bridge, yeah, Northwich and Spennymoor who are all going to be there. But
we interviewed Neil Crowe last week from Bamber Bridge, and we went through the list of teams still left in the league, the likes of Warrington Town, Spennymoor, Kendal, Northwich Victoria, Drawsden, Lancaster City, Witton Albion, Trafford. These are all decent clubs, so it's still a difficult league, as you say.
Oh, very much so, and I know Paul and Brian and the rest of the management team and the players are fully aware of the fact that this is still a hard, very hard league to get out of, and despite our good start to the season, we don't want to rest on our laurels and really want to keep pushing and hopefully be up and around the playoff positions come the end of the season.
Not to jump too far ahead, but is there a good chance next season, if you get promoted, you could be in a brand new stadium in the town of Scarborough?
I think from our point of view, we're looking for some point in that 2016-17 season. I would say that the start of the season will be too soon, yeah, but hopefully, if construction gets underway shortly and the building blocks are put in place, then there's no reason why during that 16-17 season, with the approval of the FA and the league and whatever, that we could move halfway through, which would be just fantastic after all the years playing out at Bridlington to get back playing in Scarborough at Scarborough Athletic.
Well, Will Baines, Communication Officer at AFC Scarborough Athletic, thanks for joining us on this week's show.
Well, that's fantastic news, that, Ben.
Oh, hello. Just introduce yourself. So, hello, everyone. That was Scarborough's good news right there about their new stadium, which is good news, Swamper.
It certainly is. Any club that have had to play many miles from where their birthright is, I suppose. I mean, they've been at Bridlington, haven't they, for quite a while. And
But remarkably, they, as the interview just said then, they have to drive past the old stadium, which is still there,
yeah,
on the way up to Bridlington.
They certainly do. And it's good that they've got the go-ahead and, it's going to now be all blood, sweat and tears to get that ground ready for them. And, they're on an upward spiral. And again, it's great to hear.
But they're not in the FA Cup, so Doesn't matter this week. So this is an Evo Stick Extra FA Cup special. We're recording this on Wednesday evening. We're live here at Broadhurst Park, the home of National Northside FC United and Manchester, of course. But it's an FA Youth Cup match that we're here for.
It's very apt, then, isn't it?
Very apt. So that's why we decided to do it. So we're just going to welcome. This is the first time you've ever been on this show.
It is indeed, yeah. Yeah, of course.
So basically, it's just talking about fixtures and stuff.
I like talking about fixtures.
So I'm just going to literally go through these fixtures. And if anything of interest pops out, speak up. Very shortly, we'll be hearing from James Hayes, just in case you've got withdrawal symptoms. Dear listener at home. Right, so starting off, Alsager Town against Burscough. Ashton United against Gainsborough Town. We've got Barwell against Westfields.
Well, just going back to the Ashton game, yeah. I mean, they're not been doing. I mean, I know the league form has been a bit up and down, and this might be a welcome break for them out of the league. I know they won on Tuesday in the league, but Ashton haven't had the best of starts this season. But the FA Cup, again, it gives them an opportunity to get a little bit of form and that take that into the league. So that should be an interesting game, really. As I say, the opposition on that afternoon might fancy themselves against Ashton, really.
Barwell against Westfields, of course, your favourite. Basford United against Long Eaton United. It's Basford. We've got an Ilson situation here. It's a Nottinghamshire...
Basford.
It's Basford United, not Basford United. We got it straight from the chairman's mouth last week.
Well, there you
Basford go. Basford United. Belper Town are playing Dunkirk.
That's a long journey.
It is a long journey.
That's further than FC United last week into Amsterdam.
Anyway, there's loads of jokes we could do about that fixture, but we're not going to do that because we're a respectable show. Brighouse Town against Newton Aycliffe. Buxton, though, against Ramsbottom United in perhaps one of the games of the round, because we all know Buxton and Ramsbottom United get on swimmingly.
They do indeed, and, as you rightly say, it's, again, two teams, one team having a really, really torrid time at the bottom of the division, another team that... Doing particularly well this season, Buxton. And but again, FA Cup, everything goes out the window. Probably literally.
Yes, in some cases.
The previous games have been anything to go by. But that should be a really interesting game. I still fancy to Buxton to win that game. I think they've got a little bit too much in their locker. And although Ramsbottom have been playing a little bit better, they got beat. Again, last night. That's Tuesday. But they're doing a little bit better. But I can't see them beating Buxton because Buxton are third at the moment, aren't they? Doing really, really well.
Chase Town against Grantham Town, and you know what? There might be an upset on the cards there.
I think Chase Town will beat them. To be honest, yeah, I think Chase Town. Again, it gives them an opportunity to beat higher opposition. They're at home, and Grantham, again, they're struggling at this moment in time.
I mean, it would be a hell of an upset. Currently, Chasetown are 15th in Division 1 South, but Grantham just haven't really been doing it, have they?
They've not clipped yet, so it gives Chasetown the opportunity. Again, like all these teams we've discussed up to now, those teams that are struggling a little bit gives them an opportunity to just go out and play the football and see what they can do on the day, because it's obviously, you know, it's that's all that counts, really.
This next side sounds proper northern. Clipstone Welfare against Lincoln United.
Well, it's a great name. I don't have a great deal of information or history about Clipstone Welfare, but you're right, it's a great name.
It is a great name. We've got a cracking game on the cards at Coalhill Town. They're playing Newcastle Town.
Well, Newcastle Town for me are...
But they've not had the best of starts, Newcastle Town. We did mention in the season preview show that Newcastle Town, certainly one of the favourites in Division 1 South, but they've not strung anything together.
No, again, it's so early. A lot of these teams are up and down, but I still fancy Newcastle Town. They'll want to impress. They're away from home, and I expect Newcastle to win that game. But again, it'll be a tough encounter.
Now, we mentioned the fact that Buxton v Ramsbottom is one of the ties of the round. How silly of me for not scrolling down a bit lower. Darlington 1883 against Hyde United. But Hyde United...
Well, Darlington have had a very, very good start to the season, and they'll be strongly fancied for that game. I can't see anything other than a Darlington win there. They're strong. They're currently, I think, second or third again. I think they're actually, are they second at the moment?
Second at the
moment. They are second. Only one point behind against from Blyth Spartans. The northern teams, the deep northern teams in the northern Premier Division doing well at this moment in time, because I think Spennymoor are up there as well at the moment, aren't they?
I think so.
And, it's... For me, Darlington will be too strong. They've got a great centre forward who's scoring goals, and Hyde up and down. They're putting decent performance 1 week, the next week they're not quite on song, so it's a long way to go as well.
The thing is, I do mention this occasionally, I've got another podcast for Supporters Direct, and sometimes we interview these Phoenix clubs, like Darlington is, and in the last couple of weeks we've been interviewing the likes of AFC Rushden and Diamonds, which is a club that still exists, a proper Phoenix club. And one of the questions we asked is, what would an FA Cup run mean for a side like AFC Rushden and Diamonds? But for Darlington in particular, as soon as they start making waves in the FA Cup, they're going to have the national press knocking on the door.
No question about it. I mean, we all know the story. And, fans are the ones that have to pick up the pieces. They've done tremendously well. Got promoted last season. And Darlington, 88th. I was talking to somebody this morning, and I was mentioning Darlington to them. He went, what, you mean the team that are in the Football League? I went, yeah, the team that are in the Football League. So 1883 reform, fan zone. You know, and they've got a good following as well. And it's a club that is being managed in the right way. And they've got some good players there. And that's going to be a really intriguing game. But I fancy Darlington to win that.
It's a long trip for Hyde United.
Quite comfortably, to be honest. I don't think Berkey's even bothering.
They're not. They've given up.
Because, I mean, they've got five games in the northeast of England. Or there or thereabouts of Hyde, and I think Berkey's given up on all of them.
Drolsden against Ossett Albion. Are you surprised with Drolsden's start to the season?
Again, it's been so indifferent, hasn't it? From a footballing perspective.
17th currently.
They are, yeah.
And they're playing Ossett Albion, who are ahead of them in the table. It's an odd one, because
they've got history on their side, though, Ben.
Well, we discussed Scarborough Athletic, and we discussed Stafford last week. They've both had time at this level. Step four. And arguably Scarborough and Stafford have made the best starts to a season they've had in a good few years. Drolsden, though, does not really bounce back at all yet, have they?
Again, I've looked at the transfers, and I think players coming in, going out, it always unsettles a team. I think if you look at New Mills last season, they're in the same division as them. They had about 109 players. They finished bottom. Well, they finished third from bottom, but they should have been relegated, but they were saved and reprieved. You've got to have a settled team, really. The one thing that they have in their favour, though, Drolsden, they've got a good FA Cup pedigree. You know, they've been on the television, you know, under Dave Pace. They've done really, really well. So in that respect, you know, I've got to say, I would look for a Drolsden win against Ossett, because, you know, Pacey will want to get that team back into the limelight again. And what's the better way of doing it? FA Cup, getting to your first round proper.
Now, Glossop North End, Simo said it last week, on the preview show for the season. Glossop North End are going to do something this year. Well, a good FA Cup run.
Listen, that's the game I would be going to.
Against Skelmersdale.
I mean, two footballing teams, good quality teams, both can score goals. That is the game of the weekend. And I think that will probably go to a draw, and they'll have to go back to Skem, in all fairness, because, you know, they're a good outfit, both teams, and should be an interesting draw.
We've got Goole against Bamber Bridge. Bamber Bridge, we discussed, we had Neil Crowan last week from Bamber Bridge. They've not made the best of starts, but he's not had a full-strength team to pick at this moment in time. So he'll be looking for a good FA Cup run, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I mean, Bamber Bridge, you know, last season, some good football being played there. And, you know, they were unlucky in many respects, but they'll be looking to kick on this season. And again, an FA Cup run. But again, it's going to be, you know, there's no easy game. I mean, I know it's the football cliche, you know, we'll have to see.
We've got Halesow in town against Michelover Sports in a match which many people are describing as, that's going to be a game of football, isn't it?
Halesow in versus Michelover.
Yes.
I fancy Michelover. Michelover are, at the moment, they're not doing too bad. For some good results recently.
Now, in Division 1 South, there's been, we've mentioned it a few times, there's been this influx of new teams in Division 1 South. One of them is Rugby Town, who, out of all the teams to come into Division 1 South, have had the most sluggish of starts. They're travelling to Ilkeston on Saturday. That's a baptism of fire, isn't it, for the FA Cup?
It certainly is. The one thing that they'll have in their favour, they've got nothing to lose. They're going to a really good ground. You know, there's a famous manager's son managing that team in Gavin Strachan. Ilkeston will be looking to push on this season. Certainly in the league, they were very close last season, beating in the playoff finals. And they'll want a good cut run. And you really would say that there's only one winner in that game. But again, sometimes you raise your game and you scare the opposition. But again, I would have thought Ilkeston really should be the winners in that game.
We've got Kendal Town on the back of their win against North Shields, which was quite a result, I reckon. They're playing Dunstan UTS. Leamington are hosting Stamford. Leamington, this is my other love, the Southern League.
Southern League, yeah.
Leamington have had a cracking start in the Southern League, and this is an interesting one where we've got Stamford who
just start slowing up a little bit. It's an awkward one. I mean, again, managers and their scouts go out, and even at this early stage, they go out and have a look. I know Jarrah Roofing are playing Congleton.
Yay!
Managed to get them in. come on the Roofing, they're playing Congleton, and Congleton played last night, Monday night, I should say, and they had two scouts down there watching them, because that's how important the FA Cup is, to see what your opposition are like. You can't necessarily just rely on someone giving you a team sheet or giving you a little bit of information about how they set up. You've got to go down and watch them, and that's what's happened. So again, Leamington against Stamford, I would say Leamington are going to be favourites to win that game, to be honest.
Every team at the top of the Southern League likes to pass the ball on the ground, even if it's really slow and mundane. They like to pass the ball on the ground. So, and Stamford have been scoring for a laugh, so that's going to be a cracking game. Leek Town against Deeping Rangers. Maltby Main against Frickley Athletic. Frickley Athletic, of course.
Well, Frickley
proving the doubters wrong.
Well, Frickley doing well this season. We talked about it in the Northern Premier show. Only at the beginning of the season, talking about whether or not Gavin Allott,
I think you've been proved right, though,
leaving the football club. I mean, he scored two for Shore Aquaforce on Tuesday, so he's scoring goals for them. But equally, Frickley are doing well at this moment in time. They're up to about 11th, I think. So.
Now, Market Drayton Town of Division One South are playing another Southern League side in Kettering Town. Kettering not had the best of starts, but they've had a solid start. But Kettering are another club like Darlington who,
It's a famous name, isn't it?
On a non-league basis, that if they start to, those players must know that if they get through to the next round and the round after that, that again the attention is going to be on them.
Well, in fact, it's interesting you talk about Market Drayton there as well, because FC could have played them a few seasons ago, and myself and Roy Sewell went down and scouted that game for pre-FA Cup game a few years ago. Market Drayton on the day, not a bad outfit. That'll be a tough game. But again, I would have thought you go with the home team really for that game for me.
Matlock Town are hosting Whitley Bay. And at this point, I'm going to go to our Northern League correspondent, who's going to go on about how good the Northern League is.
Oh, well, how are you, man? The Northern League, it's one of the crackingest leagues in the world, man. How are you? You get snotty cakes, you get peas pudding, you get a decent game of football. It's proper Northern football, man.
And for those people who post about us on the Darlington message board, fill your boots.
That's nowhere near Darlington.
Paddyham.
No, let's go back to that, though, because Matlock, yes. Whitley Bay, that will be a cracking game of football. Matlock Town at the moment, free scoring, playing some good football. Whitley Bay, again, famed in the FA Vars,
yep.
More than the FA Cup. But again, they've got the pedigree. They know how to win games in cup competition. So that's going to be a really, really interesting game of football. I fancy Whitley Bay to
Whitley Bay. I say that.
I fancy Whitley Bay to actually take Matlock back.
It's an all Lancashire affair at Paddyham of the North West Counties as they take on Lancaster City. Lancaster City have not had the... They've had a decent enough start, I suppose. They're currently 10th, which is where I think they pretty much finished last season.
Well, considering the pedigree of the managers and the assistant there, they probably won't be happy with their original start.
And speaking of happiness, Salford City are hosting Whitby Town. This is getting... Even though we said it last week on the show, Salford, despite the fact that people are going, they've not had a terrible start.
No, they haven't. What they haven't got in their favour, though, Ben... I'm doing a Berkey here. Yeah. What they haven't got their favours, they've not won at home this season. They haven't won a single game at home. They got beat on Tuesday, 90th yes. minute goal. And
they're playing a side in Whitby Town who've not won away from home all season.
This is
0-0. It's going to go back to the North East.
So if it goes back to North Yorkshire, Ben.
Yeah, sorry.
North Yorkshire. If it goes back to North Yorkshire. In fact, isn't it East Ridings? No, I might be wrong there. You can edit that out.
I'll speak to Andrew Snaith. It's Geordie to me.
If
sorry, Ander.
if Whitby Town take them back, they'll get beat. And if Salford don't win, they've lost.
Okay. Very shortly, we'll be speaking to James Hayes. We've got to get through these fixtures dead quick. We've got Sheppard Dynamo against Rushall Olympic.
Rushall will win that.
Okay. We've got... Spalding United against Nantwich Town. Both sides, Spalding was quite fancied at the start of this season.
Well, Spalding are getting another
team at the moment. Yeah. But they've not had the start that Nantwich have had.
Nantwich have had a very, very good start, haven't they?
Another fixture of the weekend I'm going to suggest is Spennymoor Town against Blyth Spartans.
Well, that's the northeast battle of the giants, really, and that will be a tremendous game of football. And if you are up in the northeast and you want your FA Cup fix, apart from if you're not going to watch Jarrah Roofing versus Congleton, which I would suggest, because they're the only team in South Shields now that are left because North Shields are out. So anyone in South Tyneside,
hang on, they're the only side in South Shields North Shields are now out.
The only team in Tyneside, sorry.
Okay, good.
In Tyneside, right, that are still in the competition. But failing that, Spennymoor.
Apart from Newcastle and Sunderland and Gateshead, of course.
No, they're not. They're none of them are in Tyneside, South Tyneside.
Okay, fair enough. Stratford Town are hosting Colville Town. Another side from the Southern League playing Division 1 South opposition. Anything to add, really? Well, Colville Town at this moment in time, a second in Division 1 South.
Colville Town are a good, strong team.
And Stratford Town, I think, are mid-table from memory. Mid to lower table.
The thing that they have in the favour, Stratford, it's a bit of a journey, isn't it, to get there? But you would expect, for me, Colville, and I'm going to put my slightly biased Northern hat on here, but I have to honestly say that I do believe that the Northern leagues are stronger than the Southern leagues, in all fairness, and that's no disrespect. There's some good football played down there, but I just think there is a slight difference, and I think there's a bit more quality. And if all the results go against that, I've been proven wrong.
We've got Sutton Coldfield Town against Oadby Town. Sutton Coldfield Town have got a hope to get through there with their 3G pitch, obviously. We've got Tividale against Stourbridge, which is a bit of a West Midlands affair.
Well, Tividale, bottom of the division, yes, at this moment, and really, really struggling again. It might give them take the shackles off and enjoy a game of football. Stourbridge, again, a team that are about mid-table at this moment in time. Are they mid-ish table, I think?
Mid-ish, yes.
And
that's the term.
Is that the mid-ish? Mid-ish,
yes.
So, again, it'll be a half-fought game. As I say, this the next round is where they're all looking to get to.
One team who I think it's difficult at this moment in time. We mentioned on the Division 1 show that the teams down at the bottom end of Division 1 North at this moment in time are going to stay there pretty much. Farnsley Celtic is one of those teams, and they've got to travel to Witton Albion in an all Division 1 North affair. Witton Albion, though, not the best of starts.
Not at all, no, but Mark Harris, the chairman of the league and the chairman of that football club, will be desperate to get a good FA Cup run. The importance of money going into a club like that is vitally important, as it is for everybody. So I think when he's with his chairman's hat on, he'll be saying and hoping that they get through into the next round and get a nice big draw.
And lastly, for FA Cup fixtures involving Evo Stick sides this weekend, we've got Workington against Colwyn Bay.
Well, Workington haven't had the best of starts this season.
And neither have Colwyn Bay.
Neither have Colwyn Bay. I think...
But I would describe Colwyn Bay as this season's Workington.
Well, perhaps, but I still think Workington will win that game. It's going to be a tough encounter again. I know we've said that on about 9 occasions so far, but I think Workington will probably come out victors in that game.
And that is the FA Cup preview for you this weekend. Any complaints, get in touch with Swampy. He's not on Twitter, but you can, I'm sure, put a note on a brick and throw it through his window.
There is a reason why.
But coming up next, we've got a nice little review of last weekend's fixtures. But for now, thank you, Swampy, for joining us.
Thank you very much.
So that was the FA Cup. It's now time to draw our eyes to the past and to look in the depths of history. Hand in hand, there's only one place we can go to. It's our very own McFly. It's James Hayes. Hello, James. How are you?
Hello, hello, hello.
I think that's the best introduction to someone I've ever done.
Anyway. Well, it's an introduction. I'll give you that, Ben.
We've had a couple of technical problems this end, so I'm flustered. Swampy's all right. James, we're now joined as well by Nick Culkin, who's turned up. How exciting.
I was going to say, you ignored me this afternoon as well.
Oh. Why? Where were you?
Ignore me on the corner of Mile Lane. You're doing his gardens.
Okay.
Are you, Tigo? Are you actually stalking him?
No. Look, I've got to do one day a week up in Radcliffe at least. So yeah.
Is that so you can keep your passport?
Why didn't you stop?
Just about. Yeah.
He was walking probably.
Anyway,
definitely would have been running. But never mind.
yesterday, we're recording this on Wednesday. Yesterday, did you go to Salford City at all, or did you not bother in the end?
Indeed.
How was
indeed
it?
Indeed, with a interesting game actually. Salford just got really unlucky at the end. One of the best 0-0s I've seen for a while as well, including last year's Dukeson Cup final. But Blyth just didn't seem to look that part on the day. I think they were just looking for a smash and grab, and that's what they got. On the pitch, it was a brutal game, to be honest. Should have been a couple of red cards flying about. But other than that, Salford a bit very disappointed, and Laura didn't want to speak to us after the match either. So,
if they won, would she have wanted to speak to you?
Oh, Laura.
if they'd won, would she wanted to speak to you? I'm not sure that's a good measure. But anyway...
talking about that, James, there was one sending off, though, wasn't there? And The home fans were very, very disappointed. There was two bookable offences, weren't there? And they said it was very, very harsh. What were your thoughts on that?
Obviously, I was sub with Stuart and Darby Lamb, who's one of the referees in the league within at this moment in time. And he said he wouldn't have given the first yellow card for it. The second one was debatable because he was playing the ball into the goalkeeper, but the first yellow card was very, very harsh.
And did that have a massive detrimental effect to the game, or did Salford carry on playing in the way that they normally play and it just got caught at the break at the very last minute?
He got caught on the very, very last attack of the game, just literally Blyth. A big smash and grab effort from a set play.
You have to be wary of the wear mouth, don't you? Because he can always pounce at any stage, and he did in the 90 minutes.
We'll go through the results anyway from the weekend and throw in some midweeks as well. Obviously, Blyth Spartans continued their hell of a start, beating Salford midweek, and they hosted Stamford. We said it was going to be 18-all. In the end, it only finished a mere 4-3 to Blyth Spartans. A hat-trick, though, for Robbie Dale, proving his worth, as you would say, James.
Exactly. I think Robbie Dale was one of the best players last night as well at Salford for Blyth, and he did look the part all day long, proving that he was right in winning the award last year against all the naysayers. But Blyth, again, looking very, very strong going forward. He can prove he can score goals. He can prove just about that he can hold a defence, and obviously at this moment in time they're the team to beat it. Obviously Salford Blyth yesterday was an early 6-pointer, if you want to call it that, and Salford would have been really, really affected by it. At this moment in time, Blyth are the team to beat, so anyway, it's anyone to get this moment in time, especially coming to the FA Cup this Saturday. If Blyth can get a good run again, get back to the third round, James, they are going to be very, very dangerous.
James, very quickly, the one thing about Blyth having the favour, they've played the top five teams already this season, so they've actually played the top five teams and they've won. They've not been beaten this season, you know, so that is a testament to the quality of Blyth. I know there was quite a number of Salford fans, you know, complaining about the type of football that Blyth were playing, and they're very surprised that they're up there. But when you come across teams that are all up at the top of the division, you've got to play in a certain manner, in a certain way, and Blyth have certainly shown us that they've got the quality. They've got the FA Cup this weekend, but they're the team to beat at the moment, aren't they?
Indeed, I say any team going up to Blyth now, especially if you just said there, they've played five of the top six at this moment in time. So again, they've got the next couple of games, I believe, against those in the lower mid-table sort of section, games that Blyth would be expected to win. But looking at some of the other results this weekend, it's not going to be as easy.
Hold your horses, you. We're going through these results properly. We've got Darlington 1883. Obviously, we said they were going to get 6 points this week, and it's proved the case, beating Halesow in town by 3-0 away from home, and then hosting Ramsbottom United. Not as clear-cut as they might have liked. It's 2-1 in the end, but Rami got their goal in the 90th minute, so perhaps it was that clear-cut.
No, it wasn't at all, no. Really, to be honest. To say Ramsbottom, even from Darlington's perspective, the fans of Darlington said they were actually very surprised at the good quality football that was played by Rami, and it was a little bit flattering, the result, in all fairness. But they've got the point that, you know, that's what they do, and they've got a talisman up front. He's got top quality player at Darlington, and that's the difference really between the game, I think, last night.
Buxton are currently third, 4 points off the lead, rather. Buxton have had a mixed couple of games. They hosted Stourbridge on Saturday and got beat by 3-2. And then they went to Stamford, high-scoring Stamford, and won by 4-2. And more goals scored there by Liam Harder. That's 3 in 2 games. Buxton, James?
Yeah, again, another strong start. Looking forward to them as well for the next couple of weeks, especially this coming Saturday when they've got to have a rematch of the massive boxing fight.
Stop glamorising violence.
I'm not trying to, but yeah, obviously, another team that look dangerous, especially with this situation at the moment in time. But remember this last season as well. For six games, they were top of the table, if I remember correctly, and fighting with Skelmersdale.
Right. Yes, they were. You're right. Whitby Town hosted Nantwich Town on Saturday. Finished 3-3 there. A late equaliser, though, by Whitby Town. Nantwich, though, went and hosted Colwyn Bay midweek and won by 3-2. That puts them in fourth spot on the same number of points as doomed to be relegated Frickley Athletic. Now, gentlemen, how on earth has that happened? Well, let me tell you. Frickley Athletic on Saturday went to Colwyn Bay, of all places, and won by 2-0. Gavin Allen not on the score sheet there. And midweek, they hosted Ilkeston and won by 3-1. So, Frickley Athletic, congratulations.
Well, yeah. I think both myself and a few others have said, you know, Gavin Allen not being there has been a benefit to the football club. In the respect of, he's a big, big player. He's a top-quality player. He's scoring goals for Aquaforce at this moment in time. He'll always score goals, and again. But sometimes when you rely on one player so much throughout a season, it can be detrimental. We saw that over the last two or three seasons. He scored lots and lots of goals. But then when he got injured, the team suffered even more so. They very nearly got relegated over the last two or three seasons. This season, they've had a really good start. Goals are being shared around. And the one thing is, it's a massive pitch, isn't it? You know, it's a... And on a Tuesday night in the middle of winter, it's going to be a hard place to go to. Frickley this season will be absolutely fine. Mark my words.
Sixth played seventh on Saturday. Salford City beat Barwell by 1-0. But that was away from home. And Salford haven't got a problem away from home at this moment in time.
No, not at all.
As James rightly pointed out, it's because of their rubbish pitch, I believe. James's words, not mine.
They looked all right last start. I'll give him that.
there you go, Salford groundsman. You're fine.
Well, again, it's the thing about Salford ground, again, it's another big ground, isn't it? You know, so you can play good, expansive football on it. They're just, for whatever reason, it's not clicking at home, but away, well, you know, no one can you know, stand with them. To be honest, going away to Barwell, which we know is a tough place to go to, and they finished off really strongly last season, very nearly made the playoffs, as a massive result, an absolute tremendous result for Salford away from home.
Skelmersdale United played Matlock Town on Saturday, and Matlock Town, I think, were second going into that, weren't they? They were there or thereabouts. And Skelmersdale proved their worth, as you'd say, James, by winning by 3-2. In the midweek, however, there was a bit of a shock result as Michelova Sports beat Skem by 2-1. That winner came on the 90th minute from Andrew Dales. What do you reckon, James?
I think Michelova again proving their worth there to say what they want to do in this division. I said at the very beginning of the year, they're probably out of the two some teams that came up, the ones that will probably more survive over Sutton Coldfield. But yeah, great result that against Skelmersdale. I'm surprised to see them struggling early on in the season. I know we touched on it last week on the main podcast, but have Skelmersdale started to do what they normally do at the end of the season?
No, really, early on. No, not at all. I mean, we talked about it, and the good thing about it, Skem aren't flying away with it. Yeah. And that would worry them, I suppose. They're actually being like any other team. They're winning, the drawing, the losing. They're winning, the drawing, the losing. But then they can put a few games together. The one thing about Michelova, and we've discussed that on a few occasions, I firmly believe, because they've been in this division before, they know how it's set up. They are the best equipped out of the teams from the southern part of that division from last season to do all right this season. That's a big result because Skem, as I say, started brilliantly well, had a couple of blips. But I think really from that perspective, going on that massive run, we know what happens in February with Skem. They've had a massive downward spiral. They're in and amongst it now. They're not running away with it, and I think that's going to be better for them than the way they were last season.
Let's flip this on its head now. Rams, a bit of a gap has opened. There's a Drolsden moment, not to be the harbinger of doom for Ramsbottom, but Ramsbottom are now 6 points from safety. And that's got to be worrying, especially when we said if Rami are going to survive, they're going to need to win Saturday's match against Sutton Coldfield Town, and Sutton Coldfield Town beat them by 1-0, and as we said, they got beat midweek as well. So what do you reckon for Rami, James, as a Radcliffe Borough fan?
I'd love to say what I want to say at this moment in time, but I can't really.
You're a journalist.
Again, I can't be a journalist, really. But yeah, Ramsbottom, we started at the end of last season and struggling and they still haven't been able to recover at this moment in time. Fantastic result against Starlington, and he can prove they have got the ability to do that. When you said there about Anduna Drolls the moment, I can't see it being exactly the same, but they are going to be on that same sort of foot unless they can get the fans that were there when they were winning the league coming back. Obviously, results have a big, big say in regards to attendances at this moment in time, and they seem to be struggling without that sort of team that were there.
They're a team, aren't they, James, that I think this season are really going to struggle. I think, unfortunately, unless they've got a fans' favourite in there, you know, in folklore is the manager now there, you know, has scored a lot of goals, played for many years for them. But for me, they're going to have to do something absolutely monumental to change the fortunes. I know it's early in the season, but they just look similar to the likes of New Mills at the moment, very bottom. Yeah. Prescott, you've also got the likes of Prescott, you've also got the likes of yourselves, Radcliffe, at the moment, that basically, unless something changes very quickly, the teams are already earmarked to go down, are there already. Yeah. And it's no surprise that the same teams as last season are in the same spots this season. As they were.
Exactly.
And we've got Grantham Town and Marine continued their scoring form, drawing 0-0 at Grantham Town. Stamford, despite their goal scoring, which is, just to remind you all, is the second highest in the league, and they're currently third from bottom. They've scored 21, however their defence is the worst in the league, conceded 25, but good entertainment value. Then you've got the likes of Whitby Town, Colwyn Bay and Hyde United, who were probably in the wrong position at this moment in time. Anyway, James, any last thoughts before we go? The tannoy here at Broadhurst Park started, so it's getting awfully loud now.
I was going to say, it's not loud enough at Radcliffe at the moment, getting ready for our FA Youth Cup match as well. good luck to all the teams on Saturday. Some cracking fixtures there as well. I know you've discussed it a couple of minutes ago.
Yep.
Come back quickly to Hyde as well. I said it on 26-0, they need to start looking at their options at this moment in time, otherwise it is going to be a long season for them as well.
But they had a fantastic result against Salford, didn't they? And they just can't. They can't get a run of form going together at this moment in time. Hyde have to really, you know, as a new club, as in owned by the fans, they're really going to have to cement. Gary Lowe has got a big job to do there. He knows a lot of the players, he knows a lot of those that he can bring in, and for me, I've seen them a couple of times this season, and once they're looking really good, and the next game against Marine absolutely battered them, and it's going to be interesting to see what happens there, because they're a big club, they've been in the conference, they know exactly how to win games, but at the moment they're on that spiral of losing more than they've won.
Well, James Hayes from the MPL Facebook group, how can people get involved with all that kind of MPL banter that takes place on the interweb?
On facebook.com/groups/the MPL, or on Twitter @the MPL group. And every now and again on Periscope as well.
Well, thank you to James Hayes. Thank you to Nick Culkin. Thank you to Swamper. It's been a great show. But coming up next is the World Correspondence. Goodbye, James.
See you, James.
And now for your correspondence. Andrew Snaith from this parish has been in touch to say Whitby Town, big underdogs at Salford. Hope we can get them back across the moors midweek. Why, Andrew? Just so you can get more listener figures on Whitby Town Radio? David James has been in touch to say banana skin territory for Rushall Olympic away at Shepherd Dynamo this weekend. A good cup run would be most welcome, i.e. a victory, which we haven't had for over a month now. Richard Scott has been in touch to say Nantwich hoping for a good cup run to go with a good league season. Yes, Richard. Scott Dewhurst has been in touch to say generic treading on eggshells comment about having a tough match to try and avoid surrounding confident and then looking stupid if it all goes badly wrong. My team Blythe are away to Spennymoor. Clearly they're doing well, and it would just seem like such an FA Cup thing to happen if after last season's run we then fell victim to a team from a lower league this time round. Terry Farsley Celtic Smith, that is his full name, has been in touch to say Farsley are away at Witton Albion in the FA Cup this weekend. Hopefully, lads put a shift in, because in the league, we have been woeful. John Sowerby has been in touch. Leek have got Deeping Rangers for Market Deeping in Lincolnshire. Thanks for letting us know where that was, John. I was trying to look for it on Google, but I couldn't see it anyway. A step below us and a side we beat in the FA Cup back in 2011. None of Leek's players remain from that day, so this will be a clean slate for all. But you've got to fancy us to bank the cash and move on, though. Not bank the cash, it's not about banking the cash. Hopefully, we can put together another little run like last season. The Boston and Blyth games were brilliant. But remember, John, it's not about the cash, it's about the winning. In fact, no, it's not about the winning, it's about the taking part. Sorry. Richard Clark has been in touch. Stourbridge away to Tivydale. Should win, could lose. Gut feeling is we'll have enough goals in us to outweigh however many we concede at the other end. That's about the nub of it, really. Graham Cowperthwaite has been in touch to say, Marine play Clitheroe. We haven't won at home yet. They were going well until the weekend, 6 draws in 8 league games. I'm expecting a replay, but hoping for a home win. Only if you can win 0-0, Graham, is my opinion. And lastly, we've got 2 pieces of correspondence from those outside folk. This is an FA Cup special, but Warrington, here they are coming in. Ryan James Bedard has said, Warrington away to Mosley. Never an easy ground to go to. 3 points needed for Warrington, though. The correspondence was about the FA Cup, Ryan, and then Lloyd Berry comes bouncing in. Don't need a cup anyway. That's the spirit, Lloyd. Thank you. And that concludes this week's Wall of Correspondence. Tune in next week for another wall filled with your beautiful correspondence. Back over to you, Ben.
And that, dear listener, is the end of Evo Stick Extra. We'll be back next week with an all-new show. But from everyone here at Broadhurst Park, I'd like to thank Swampert, I'd like to thank Nick Culkin, I'd like to thank James Hayes. Remember, you can get in touch with the MPL Facebook group by visiting facebook.com/groups/the NPL. We hope you've enjoyed this FA Cup special. Remember, you can follow this show on Twitter. That's at NPL Show. I've been Ben Hughes, but wherever you're going this weekend to cheer on your Evo Stick NPL side, make sure that you have fun. Goodbye.
With over 500 high-performance products in the Evo Stick range, you may need a bigger van. Evo Stick, the strongest adhesives you can buy.